But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Kevin O'Connell, there are multiple teams that actually are considering trying to trade for Kevin O'Connell. And the reason why, next year, the last year of his deal, had no contract talks yet at all. And look, if you're a team out there saying, why not take a shot, see if we can do it. Maybe the Vikings don't let it happen, but also Kevin O'Connell kind of has the card saying, hey, listen, I'm not going to re-sign there, so you might as well get something for me. Now, I don't know, because obviously, I don't think Kevin knows about this right now, but there are multiple teams who have them on that board to see, let's at least try and see if we can trade.
And I got to say, if you're Kevin O'Connell, the success he's had, you're surprised they haven't locked him down.
Right, you are,
that
right?
would be offensive.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Right.
I think he was surprised.
Yeah. Yeah,
whatever it takes in a trade, I think you trade for him. Yeah, he's worth it.
He's definitely worth it. Great
yeah.
news there.
Yeah.
Thank you
yeah,
so
let's
much.
Let's see what
happens there. Yeah, thanks. Thank you so much for sharing that news. Thank you so much for doing your job.
I don't know if it's great news.
Say it's great news.
What is great news?
I don't think a lot of Vikings fans are like, that's great news.
Huh?
I mean, good info, you mean? Is that what you meant?
It's good intel.
That's Thank what you meant so to say. Much.
Great stuff.
Great news.
Great news. That's great news.
Vikings need a new coach going into the playoffs. That's great news. That was Jay Glazer over the weekend. I just want to play that audio because, one, I think it's interesting that Kevin O'Connell could be available, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings.
Another example, by the way, of a guy in his first year improving the team. I know he's in his third year now, but he's...
You're allowed to do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
In fact, it happens quite a bit.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And he won 14 games this year.
14 games.
With Sam Darnold.
And if it wasn't for the Lions, he would have been 16-1.
Yeah, that's a good point. If it wasn't for the Lions, they might be in the mix for, you know, getting out of the NFC.
And he had a top 10 offense this year with Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold.
Pretty great.
So I want to get into that as a way to get into the Patriots coaching search and how aggressive they're going to be, or if it's just a sham process and it's all Mike Vrabel.
Back-to-back shams.
As Florio just put it, if it's Vrabel versus the field, I'm taking Vrabel, which if I had to wager on it, I would too.
Mm-hmm.
But we have news out of Tennessee.
Yeah, they fired their general manager, Ran, not Ron, Carthen.
Ran.
His name's Ran.
Let's not dwell on this too much, but what's up with that?
Is it Randall?
Maybe.
Ranford?
Randolph. Randolph Childress.
Good
we always
one.
Called him Ran.
Could be a Randy.
Could be a Randy.
What's Randy short for? Randolph?
Randy Marsh. They used to do Ran all the Ran. Time on South Park. They called him
his
Ran.
His name is a Randrick.
What?
A-R-A-N-D-R-I-C.
What's that now?
I would just go by that.
Randrick?
That's unique unto itself.
No, he got tired of explaining it to people.
Dude, Randrick?
Hey, what's your name, man?
Randrick.
Oh, I'm Randrick. And he's like, huh?
We're going to call you Ran.
Randrick? He's like, just
Cornell
call me Rand, man.
Carthon. A.K. Carthon is what he should be.
Or just RCC.
Wait, Cornell with a K or a C?
K.
Wow.
RKC.
There's so much with this guy. It's wild. Can we get his parents on?
Cornell.
This guy needs a 30 for 30 just on his name.
Ranrick.
Ranrick Cornell with a K?
Well, he's going to have a lot more time on his hands to explain his name because he just got let go by the Tennessee Titans 2 years into the job.
Oh, boy.
This is the guy who fired Vrabel.
Correct.
I mean, unless you want to say the owner fired Vrabel, but like he was in charge. So Vrabel obviously had his beef with John Robinson, and John Robinson was the one famously traded away A.J. Brown. But then Robinson was gone Vrabel stage. Like, oh, they're empowering Vrabel. Then they brought in Ranrick, and they worked together for 1 year. They weren't very good. 6 wins. They fired Vrabel. He hired Brian Callahan.
Who's been awesome.
Has not been awesome. Number one pick in the draft coming their way. So he was there for 2 years. They outbid you for Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
Or us, or however you want to put it. They got Tony Pollard. They had a pretty big spending spree, like not a lot of good players necessarily. Like,
no.
They obviously weren't good enough.
I got Calvin Ridley.
They did beat the Patriots, though.
Yep.
They smacked the Patriots around pretty nice.
See, now this is interesting.
So they have the number one pick in the draft coming up, and they gave their GM 2 years, and they fired him today.
This is interesting. For all the people out there, text line, got to keep the lights. Somebody's got to go turn the lights off.
Well.
What? Oh, really? Doesn't somebody have to do that in Tennessee? Why'd they fire their GM?
I think they're on like a sensor. Like, if you're not in a room long enough, I think they just go out.
I've been told I've been told that people need to you know, get cups of coffee and do all this business. Yeah. So somebody's got to be there. Somebody's got to do it. Tennessee disagrees. They just fired their GM.
And they have the number one pick.
Why is your GM here? I would bring this back on that. Right. But whatever. Side story. Yep. I don't trust the crass. We'll talk to Curran about it at high noon on a Tommy Tuesday. We also have tears coming up about 15 minutes from now. Is this a Vrabel story in any way? That Carthon is out. Carthon?
Yeah. Ranrick.
Ranrick.
Well, I think it's just more the dysfunction in Tennessee.
Say Carr Ranrick.
Overall, right? Like, yeah. I think some people here think it was a mistake to move on from Bill, and then you turn it over and you didn't know what you were doing. They moved on from Mike Vrabel, in part probably because of this guy, and then after a year, they're like, oh, crap. Like, they didn't trust him, and they clearly don't trust him with the biggest pick coming up. Now, different situation. They're keeping their coach, by all accounts. Mm-hmm. So it was another first-year coach. Obviously, they were horrible. He has a bad roster, too. But as of Tuesday, they're keeping their head coach, and now they're going to have to look for another GM. And now you play this whole same game, and just reverse of here. Now does the GM even want this guy? And then they're just going to continue to screw that up, it seems like.
Who the hell knows?
So maybe it's not a Vrabel story as much as it is how important it is for the coach and the GM to be in line.
So that's what I think it is.
Yeah.
It's a cautionary tale. If Vrabel is like, yeah, I'll work with Elliott Wolf, even if he's going to bring in his own personnel guy, this is why you don't do it. This is why you don't keep Elliott Wolf around. Why is Wolf still here? It turns out you are allowed to fire your GM.
Huh. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought somebody had to come into the office.
Well, he's got the draft to get ready for.
I thought somebody still had to get ready for the draft. Exactly, right. Keith. Huh. So you are allowed to fire your GM.
Somebody needs to get ready for the draft makes no sense when you question how good they are at the draft.
Thank you.
Why on earth would you keep the guy who's bad at the draft?
There are plenty of people around to, you know, get cups of coffee and do TPS reports. There's plenty of people to do that. You did not need to keep your GM. The Tennessee Titans are an example of that. Why am I fearful Elliott Wolf is still here? That. But you're right. It's a cautionary tale for a shotgun marriage, if you will. Are the Patriots going to do a real search? Kevin O'Connell, to me, is...
For the head coach or for the GM?
I'm sorry. For the head coach.
For the head coach?
GM thought, stop. New thought.
Yeah.
Are they going to do a real search for their head coach? Because I think the Kevin O'Connell story from Glazer is fascinating. And I acknowledge... Could just be. I tweeted this on Sunday because people were chirping at me. Oh, the Vikings wouldn't be dumb enough to do this. They might not be. Take it up with Glazer. It's his report. But it could just be a leverage play from O'Connell. I mean, it could be a leverage play from the Vikings for all I know. But
you should call.
Thank you.
You should see what's going on there.
All right.
He's been very successful.
Glazer comes out on Fox the same day Schefter says, yeah, I'm leaning towards Mayo out. An hour or so later, he goes, yeah, teams around the league are wondering, multiple teams are wondering about Kevin O'Connell. So it could just be the Vikings are cheaping out. They're not paying O'Connell. He doesn't like their offer. His agent goes to Glazer. Glazer does a solid for the agent so he can get a scoop later on. And now O'Connell's got a raise. Fine. It could absolutely be that. I agree with you, Keith. You should call. Call him. And not that you're going to interview him per se, but you should call about Kevin O'Connell. You should set up an interview, which they've done with Ben Johnson. You should interview Mike Vrabel. Liam Cohen is taking interviews, or at least he's been requested by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Talk to him. I'd talk to Aaron Glenn. I would talk to all these guys. I would work all back channels. I would not go into it saying, we'll interview people, but Vrabel's our guy, all things being equal. I mean, I guess you need a pecking order, but I wouldn't go into it predetermined that Vrabel's our guy and we got a rush and, oh no, Vrabel already interviewed with the Jets and now he's interviewing with the Bears and the Saints and we got a rush. Kevin O'Connell, to me, is a great example of why you need to do a wide-ranging search. And I don't think they're going to. I think it's two guys tops they're going to talk to. It might just be one.
It seems like it's been two different approaches. You know, the New York Jets have announced 1,000 different guys that they're interviewing. And we're sort of laughing, like, more at the names. But it is a lot of different people. Like, they're going to try them all out, including a guy that was previously their head coach in Rex Ryan. But also Mike Vrabel's on the list. Aaron Glenn, bunch of offensive guys too. Like, they're casting a really wide net, whereas the Patriots to this point haven't heard anybody's name except for Ben Johnson. And yesterday during Robert Kraft's press conference, he alluded to the fact that, you know, Stacey James will let you guys know what's going on with that. So I am curious if we're going to get a list, or maybe we don't get a list like in a press release, but maybe it turns into, you know, Schefter or Rappaport start firing off some names here. Because if they want to get something done quick, they need to get these interviews done quick. And
well, there is urgency. This is the only week Ben Johnson can do interviews until the season's over. So there is urgency with Ben Johnson. There really isn't with Vrabel and some of these other guys.
But I don't know, like, is there, like, outside the box thing, are there any college coaches that you could bring in for a visit? Or are Schefter, there guys who are out of the league, like Vrabel, and are there others?
Schefter said on Sunday, Sarkisian.
Yeah.
I would think about, you brought this name up, or maybe it was Nick or Billy, Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame.
I like Marcus Freeman. Yeah, so, you know, Freeman.
You know me, I like Dion. Like, I take all those interviews. And when I say they're only going to talk to two guys, I know they have to talk to more.
Yeah.
Based on the Rooney rule and the process in the NFL. But really only look at two guys. They should take a step back and really think outside the box. Is Kevin O'Connell available? Multiple teams are calling about him. Are the Patriots one? They should be. Even if it's a fool's errand,
yeah.
He's that good where you should be calling about him. What would you give up for O'Connell?
Well, so good question. Third?
A third. Okay.
I think because you're drafting so high, if you had like a late second or something, I might consider that. But you're drafting so freaking high.
Yeah, you can't
high.
Give up a first.
No, the first is not even for debate. What did like Sean Payton just go for?
What about a future first?
I don't think I want to give up. I like Kevin O'Connell, but I mean, I know they did that with Belichick, so I guess you got to take a chance.
Let me ask this. O'Connell or Ben Johnson?
Oh, Ben Johnson.
I don't know.
No, O'Connell's great. I like O'Connell. I'm set on Ben Johnson. I don't think there's a better candidate right now than Ben Johnson.
Isn't O'Connell a bit? He won 14. You don't know what Ben Johnson can do as a head coach.
He can
you know
zing the ball around, though, a little bit.
Okay, well, I like his scheme, but I also like O'Connell's scheme, and I know he's a head coach that can win in the league.
No, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, he's got more to work with. Ben Johnson does. Although, I mean, you have the best wide receiver in the NFL with Kevin O'Connell. But you're right. Seeing what he's done with Sam Darnold's impressive. Seeing what Johnson's done with Jared Goff's impressive.
So I just think it's, and I don't think they're going to get Kevin O'Connell, but I think it's a fun name to bring up. And this is why being married to Mike Vrabel and being like, oh, we have Vrabel lined up, so we'll fire Mayo.
No.
This is why that's a bad business model and a bad plan. You should have learned that last year with Mayo. Have they learned anything? By the way, I don't think there's much here, but it's worth playing. This was Robert Kraft asked directly. I like this question. Asked directly about Mike Vrabel and the Patriots' interest in Vrabel.
Is Mike Vrabel at or near the top of your list? It seems to be the talk.
The talk. That's the talk.
Before I make a comment like that, I don't know all the people involved. And there are some wonderful people that we've heard about. So I'd rather respond to that after I've seen everyone.
Okay.
All right.
He hemmed and hawed a little bit where he seemed a little like,
I got Vrabel.
Like,
I already picked Mike Vrabel and we just can't announce it yet.
He didn't say anything definitive there by any means, but just reading into it, it's easy to be like, well, look, we just barely fired Gerard Mayo. We haven't started the process yet. We love Mike, but what do you want me to do?
He goes, we've heard of some impressive people. Name one. Well, just so many. I can't name them all now. You don't have any, do you?
No.
No, I got Mike Vrabel.
I like that. I do like that. Hey, Mike Vrabel, is he at the top of your list? That's the talk. It's a good question.
That's the talk.
Sometimes.
That's like the talk.
Yeah. The talk out there.
At least that question.
I'm not saying it. It's the talk.
At least that guy didn't ask a repeat question like the first five people did.
No, but that ended up being a good question.
This just into the news desk. Nick told me that Sean Payton went for a 1 and a 2, but they got Payton in a 3.
Yeah, I don't think a third. Oh. Okay.
So basically like a pick, a first-round pick, let's call it.
Yeah, exactly. Let's call it that for the ease of the conversation. A third-rounder ain't getting you.
No, it's not.
I agree with that.
So I think a second-rounder you'd have to consider, I guess.
You wouldn't do a first-rounder in 2026?
No.
You wouldn't do a second-rounder in 2025?
You know what? I would. You could talk me into that.
Okay.
You could talk me into this year's 2 for Kevin O'Connell.
Okay.
Sold.
Would they take it? I don't know.
He said he came out and said this is where I want to be. Like, he's doing the politically correct thing.
I love it too. But people are like, oh, why would the Vikings ever do that? I don't know. Maybe they lose this weekend and they won 14 games and he's a lame duck coach going into his final year. Like, I'm sure there were a lot of people at the time going, why would the Patriots ever trade Bill Parcells? They did.
Well, also, if they say,
why would the Saints trade Peyton?
No, I know, but, well, Peyton, like, sneaky retired and then whatever.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, he did TV
for
a year.
They still had his rights? Oh, yeah, okay.
That's what that was.
Who are some other why would the Raiders ever trade Gruden, right? Like, I'm sure there's a bunch of these examples.
No, there are examples. I think with Kevin O'Connell, he could force their hand. You haven't given me a contract extension. I'm not going to sign a contract extension. I'll coach next year.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to walk away.
Pull a Cora. Although Cora ended up getting what he wanted here.
Well, yeah. And maybe he could. And it's like, you can get more money. Like, he's in the catbird seat, as they say. It's a medical term. And if he does that, then he could probably sign his own check.
Yeah. And do you want to get something for me now? That's
right.
His leverage.
That's
get something
choice.
For me now or lose me in a year. You can get a second rounder right now from Rich Keefe. He's offering up a second rounder right now.
What is that? Pick 36? 36, 37? Where are they picking?
Yeah, about.
Somewhere in there?
Thereabouts, yeah.
All right.
617-779-7937. This is a good one. John and Franklin, you don't like Ben Johnson?
No, man. So let me tell you something about Ben Johnson. I want to get to Vrabel real quick, too. Ben Johnson is a dime a dozen. You hear about guys like him every year, and they've been hired every year. They're the hot offensive coordinator name or the hot defensive coordinator, and then they get blown out literally within 2 years. Can I tell you about Ben Johnson? Do me a
like
favor.
Sean McVay. He got tossed right out of
Kevin
there
O'Connell.
After winning a Super Bowl. Kevin O'Connell. Yeah, yeah. Shanahan.
Yeah. Okay,
been to multiple Super Bowls. But, no, we're just giving you several examples that are against what you're saying, but go ahead.
And I will give you $1 million against what I am saying, but wait, let me say this, okay? Put Alex Van Pelt on the Lions as the offensive coordinator, and can I tell you something? They'd probably have the same results. They have insane talent.
Okay, they do have insane talent.
You
put
think
Van Pelt
this?
On the Lions?
Come on. You obviously haven't seen the Lions play.
How many trick plays has Van Pelt run this year?
He had one.
Against San Francisco that I remember.
Oh, no, they had two.
Couple of good
he burned
two-point
one.
Conversions.
Yeah, he burned one. Remember, like, they were getting smoked, and he was like, let's do this.
He had a couple of good two-point conversions. Those aren't trick plays. Those are just two-point conversions.
Yeah.
If you think those are the same scheme, then you're nuts. But the Lions have a lot of talent. I'll grant him that. And there's always a hot coordinator candidate, offense or defense. And
Josh McDaniels at one point was that.
Well, this is why I said O'Connell probably should be higher on the list than even Ben Johnson because you know he works. You really do have no idea with Ben Johnson. But I'd gamble on him. I love his scheme.
Yeah, no, I definitely do. And I think he is different because we've seen Jared Goff before Ben Johnson. We saw him before Sean McVay, right? Like, he got to the Super Bowl with Sean McVay, and then he's looked so much. Then he went away from McVay, and then when he got Ben Johnson again, all of a sudden he was really good again. You're like, oh, okay. And we've seen plenty of Sam Darnold, and then you see him with Kevin O'Connell. So those are two examples. I mean, Kyle Shanahan, admittedly, is a guy you can talk about on both sides of it because he's never won the big one. I have my doubts about him, but you have a relatively high floor.
He wasn't a disaster. He's been to two Super Bowls.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so like
exactly.
He's an example of like a hot coordinator that actually worked out.
Is Shanahan my favorite coach? No.
No.
But is he a mistake to be hired in San Francisco? Of course not.
But even like, Matt LaFleur like makes the playoffs every single year.
Another great one.
Like there's plenty. I don't know. I think you're better off doing this. Playoffs most of the time.
Yeah, look, Mike McDaniel, again, not my favorite. Is he a disaster? No.
Well, I guess I would just ask that guy, like, are there any good coaches in his mind?
Right.
Maybe there isn't, and that's fine.
Can I give you the biggest strike against Ben Johnson?
Sure.
You know who brought him to Detroit?
Matt Patricia?
Patricia.
Hmm. How do you know him? Well, because Ben
Johnson
was
that.
With...
I think Gase. He was in
Miami.
He was in Miami.
Okay, correct. That's what it was. All right.
Yeah, well, actually, I think he even predates Gase in Miami, but I think there was overlap there.
Oh, maybe it was Philbin? He was like a receivers coach, right?
Yeah, well, he started at BC.
He was a BC coaching assistant.
He came to the NFL with the Miami Dolphins, but Patricia brought him to Detroit. If you want any reason to be skeptical of Ben Johnson, it's that.
I'm not saying
it's a good reason, but it's
fair.
A reason.
So his first year in the NFL was
2012. I think I just had
Joe Philbin.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, Joe Philbin's first year in Miami.
Good coach.
Yeah. He wasn't doing much. He was working with like Brian Hartline.
That's true. Is this George in New Hampshire? Jorge in New Hampshire.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, George in New Hampshire, yes.
Got it.
And I agree with you 100%. I think Vrabel will be a good fit for the Patriots because he knows the system. He played for them before.
Right. Yep.
And you need somebody like that that's going to strengthen the team in more ways than one, you know?
Okay, George.
Not to be that guy, George, but Mayo also played for the team.
If we're gonna break it down, though, Vrabel was a million times more successful than Mayo as a player.
Oh, my God, yeah. Vrabel's incredible. Vrabel's in the team Hall of Fame.
Mayo won a fake Super Bowl.
Yeah, best tight end on the team.
Yeah, and he scored a bunch of touchdowns.
Mayo won a fake Super Bowl. He didn't play. Yeah. Yep. My buddy texted me this the other day. He's basically Welker and Logan Mankins. He was that crew of Patriots. And he was injured for a year when they won the Super Bowl. It's not like he played in it. So, yeah, no comparison on the playing level. But I have not, those are the reasons I don't like Vrabel, all the things he just detailed. But I think a lot of Patriots fans like that. They like the link to the past. They like that he's been a coach before. They like that he's had success. They like the connection to Kraft. And the glory days, which I personally would try to get away from.
Yeah. Like, I certainly wasn't thrilled with the hire of Mayo, like we're saying before, going all the way back to when it happened. And I was really curious about what they were going to do, like, around him. And obviously that was a failure, too. If they did hire Vrabel, like, to me, it wouldn't be, you know, glitter guns, but yeah, it would be like, all right, like, it's this big step forward. I think you're automatically going to be much better than you were this
and
year.
And it is safe. Vrabel, to me, feels safe.
Yeah, that's a guy. You got a real guy. I don't know if it's the highest ceiling in the world, but the floor is risen.
Okay. I'm surprised how much pushback Ben Johnson
people get. Don't like Ben Johnson, and I don't.
They don't?
Really? Know. Well, I shouldn't say people.
So
I've heard from people.
So,
maybe
Keith, yeah, the bar for an OC is because he runs stupid trick plays? That makes him qualified?
Well, I'm going to focus more on making Jared Goff an MVP candidate. That alone. Yeah, I mean, the trick plays like are fun and they work, but that's not the only reason. I was like, how creative is Alex Van Pelt offensively?
Not.
Like, he couldn't get anybody to do anything this year. Like, he didn't scheme up anything.
Took him until week 9 to use Marcus Jones on offense.
He didn't even know he played on offense. Meanwhile, Ben Johnson's throwing the ball to Penei Sewell.
I mean, look, we've been doing a lot of complimenting Van Pelt. He's done nice work with the young quarterbacks. Like, look at how Joe Milton played. I think Van Pelt was the best of all their coaches. That doesn't make him good. Just makes him the best of these guys.
They're going to have a fifth offensive coordinator in 5 years. Has to be a record. I haven't dug too deep into it. Has to be a record.
Get the info department on that.
They're on it.
617-779.
They work nights.
793-7. Tommy Curran will talk to us at high noon on a Tommy Tuesday. You want to know what the Patriots are up to? He's a good person to listen to. So make sure you're locked in at noon. We'll also get to our NFL playoff tiers coming up right after Trending with Billy Laney.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. The Bruins and Celtics return to action tonight. The Bees look to snap their 4-game losing streak when they host the Oilers. The Oilers are on a 3-game winning streak. Puck drop at the TD Garden is at 7 o'clock. Celtics close out their 4-game road trip tonight in Denver against the Nuggets. Aaron Gordon and Spencer Jones are out for the Nuggets tonight. Tip-off at Ball Arena is at 10 o'clock. The Tennessee Titans have fired general manager Rand Carthon after 2 seasons. The Titans have the number 1 pick in the upcoming NFL draft. And wildcard weekend of the NFL begins this Saturday. You can hear the call of all the games right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM. Westwood One's coverage begins on Saturday at 4 o'clock. Now that it's the new year, I'm sure we all want to take care of those holiday bills. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It's a secure website and takes only 30 seconds to search your name. I'm Billy Laney. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keith on WEEI. Where does each NFL playoff team rank? It's time to find out. It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keefe.
How about that? Right in time. Just in time.
That was very specific, too. NFL playoff
just
teams.
Just in time for the last Tier Tuesday. No, we'll do more of these. But we're down to the playoffs, Jones.
Yep.
Playoffs. Just the playoff teams. So we have 14 teams that are still alive. We can take the other 18 teams? I've done too much.
Yeah, 18.
Yeah, there are 18 teams. Yeah. You can throw them in the trash, and we're going to tier these bad boys. I think we really only need 3 tiers, although I'm open to suggestions if we want to do others. But I'm thinking top tier, pretty simple, Super Bowl or bust.
Hopefully championships.
Hopefully. Hopefully championships.
I mean, there can only be one champion.
Hopefully championships, but a team going into it saying that it'll be a failure of a year if we do not capture a championship.
Yep, like it.
Frisky. Gotta have a Frisky tier. You can't do a tier without a Frisky tier.
No. Candy. Christmas movies.
Halloween. Yeah, right. All of it involves Frisky.
Thanksgiving food and NFL playoff
teams. Thanksgiving food.
You need a Frisky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, and then kind of happy to be here.
Ew.
Yeah, you're male grown. They're happy to be here. Like, hey, we made the playoffs, but like, whatever. It's house money at this point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Any reason to have a fourth tier? A fifth tier?
Let's hear the teams and then maybe we'll decide. But I think that's good.
I think that's pretty solid. All right, Billy, why don't you hit us with some playoff teams?
You got it. We'll start in the AFC.
Dump that, Nick. All right, Kansas City Chiefs. I think that's a no-brainer.
Hopefully championships.
Yeah. Hopefully. Hope for the three. A rare... Never been done before, three-peat. Also, resting players for 2 consecutive weeks.
Yeah.
You don't like that?
Well, I don't, but again, they probably were trying to keep the Bengals out of the playoffs. That was pointed out to me yesterday. That's a fair point. So, you rest everybody for 2 weeks. They're absolutely Super Bowl or bust. They're the definition of Super Bowl or bust. There should be no other goal for this team all year long. So, that's definitely where they belong.
All right.
Buffalo Bills.
This has got to be their year. Same.
Same.
Hopefully championships.
Hopefully championships indeed. If it's not this year, then when?
I mean,
Josh Allen's still your MVP?
Yes. Mm. I don't like that he didn't play.
Yeah, he didn't play.
You know, besides a snap. I don't like that he didn't play.
Kept that streak alive, though.
But I am keeping him as the MVP of the league.
He's like the Cal Ripken of football.
They owe him an MVP from last year. So I think he should get it. And his numbers are, at bare minimum, comparable to Lamar Jackson, in some ways better. So I would go with Josh Allen.
The Buffalo, Kansas City, in Kansas City, who you got?
Kansas City. So this is what I was just going to say. This is probably the most vulnerable the Chiefs are going to be. I feel like we said this about them last year.
Yeah, they didn't look good last year. They won the whole thing.
This is probably about how vulnerable they're going to be. If you don't get them now, and you already didn't get them last year, when the hell are you going to get them? So this is Buffalo's time.
What do you think the line would be if this is the AFC title game?
I don't know. I mean, last year the Chiefs were underdogs in like every game.
I know. They were like the Patriots in 18.
So, I mean, the Bills already beat them. The Bills might be favored. Yeah, push.
So if it's Bills like -3.
It wouldn't be that much, but like Bills -1?
Bills -1. You're going to unload the account on Chiefs money line?
I don't know about unload, but
unload?
Healthy.
You're going to go all in like Nick?
Two hams.
Two hams?
Yeah, more than a ham.
Feel pretty good about that. You might take home 3 hams.
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting the Chiefs plus money at any point this postseason, if you didn't learn last postseason, I don't know what to tell you.
You got any left in the pot there, Nick, for the playoffs?
No, I'm waiting for that Saquon player of the year bet to cash.
Yeah, you get that futures
wait
bet.
Wait until payday.
Smart.
I know that feeling.
Well, will that?
I mean, I've been waiting for about 4 months.
A little bit longer than normal.
Yeah,
now,
will that
pay out before the Super Bowl at least?
No, I don't think so.
The awards are after the Super Bowl?
Oh,
or is it like during the playoffs?
I thought they paid out all those at the end of the season, but maybe I don't know the specific time.
It should be as soon as they announce.
I've never won a season long bet before, so it'll be this first time for all of us.
It's my first time. It's the first time I'm nervous.
My Drake May Rookie of the Year ticket is not going to cash. So
I don't think it is.
I'm not waiting for that payday.
No. Patriots -4.5, though. Should be kicking in.
Cashed.
All right, next.
Baltimore Ravens.
I think it's another Super Bowl or bust.
Really?
I mean, that's how they should feel about it. I'm not saying that I'm going to pick them to win it.
No, I'm not suggesting you are, but like their mindset is like enough is enough. We've got to win the whole thing.
If Lamar Jackson gets bounced after one playoff game again, there's going to be a lot of criticism.
And they're minimum frisky.
They're at least frisky. Where you were leaning frisky?
No, you know what? I think
they're Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah.
They've
had a lot of cracks at it, and they've had not a lot of success.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson kind of like the A-Rod of playoffs a little bit.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah. I think he's the MVP of the league, by the way.
Yeah, third time MVP. Just give it to him every year.
Dude, just running around like crazy. I mean, he's getting better. This is his best year. He's won 2 MVPs, has the best year of his career, and doesn't win the MVP? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills were better. So it's not just about your stats. It's about your team and how you played. But I would put the Ravens in the same tier. Who else we got, Billy?
Houston Texans.
That's happy to be.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
They shouldn't even have made it this year.
That's my squad.
Trash division.
There had no chance they're beating the Chargers this weekend. Like, none.
Not as much buzz about Bobby Slowick this year either.
No,
he was a hot commodity.
He's on the Jets.
Jets are interested.
They're interested in everybody.
CVS receipt list of a coaching search. But, yeah, no, he's I don't think he's going to get much interest. I liked him very much last offseason.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, they're very much happy to be here.
Mm-hmm. Chargers.
I'm going to put them on frisky.
I think they might be a frisky little squad.
I wouldn't want to play them.
Jim Harbaugh, and nobody's talking about him. But that Ladd McConkey, what a player.
I just guaranteed a win for him, so I'm talking about him. But yeah.
Get a W for him.
Yeah, Ladd McConkey, nice player.
Really nice.
I for sure trust Harbaugh and that whole operation. I think it's a frisky team. I would not want to face that team.
That's a good setup.
Hey, Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think they're happy to be here.
Yeah, I don't. Like, if you asked me a couple of weeks ago, I'd probably still say frisky. I do think they have a chance against Baltimore, but it's because Lamar has sucked so bad in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's why I'm giving him a chance. It's nothing that they're doing. They've lost for a month straight.
Yeah, I mean,
Wilson's a mess.
Yeah.
I would leave them happy to be here.
Yep.
Denver Broncos.
I mean, they got to be thrilled to be here. Oh, you think they're frisky, Nick?
I mean,
they have the best defense in the league.
I'm kind of leaning that way, too.
Frisky, they do have a Super Bowl head coach, even though I'm not a fan. I don't think he's great. They got a gamer at quarterback.
You want to keep him happy to be here?
Bo Nix. No, I'll put him in frisky.
I want to put him in frisky.
Frisky it up. Bo Nix is frisky.
They are 8.5-point underdogs. I think it was 9 when we looked at it yesterday.
That's big. That's a big number.
Okay, but I think they're going to cover is my point, which makes them kind of I'm not picking them to win.
Good defense.
But I wouldn't want to play that team either. That's kind of how I think of the frisky tier. Like,
Sutton, nice player.
I would love to play the Texans. I would love to play Pittsburgh. I wouldn't want to play this team.
No.
So that's how I think of frisky.
Okay.
Frisky. Okay, to the NFC, the Detroit Lions.
This has got to be for them.
Hopefully championships.
I'll tell you what, when they lose Ben Johnson this year, they're not going to be as good next year.
Correct.
they're going to struggle. They have so much talent that they, I mean, I'm not saying that, oh, they're going to miss the playoffs or anything, but they're going to take a step back.
Some of us felt like it would be a Chiefs-Lions Super Bowl before the year started.
Wow.
Very, very bold prediction.
Holy mackerel.
Pick that one. You just asked me to pick Bills and Chiefs. That would be a neutral site, obviously, in the Super Bowl in New Orleans. Pick that one.
Bills and Chiefs?
No, Lions and Chiefs.
Oh, Lions and Chiefs? Chiefs? I'm not picking against Patrick Mahomes, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just... I'm guilty of saying you've got to take the Chiefs if you're getting
like if they've gotten all the way there, meaning they beat Buffalo to get there. Like I'm not going to then be like, I think Mahomes is going to choke this time.
The Lions are better, but how do you pick the Lions against Patrick Mahomes? Good point.
And I don't know if the Lions really are stopping anybody. It'll be interesting to see which of their injured guys come back from that.
Anzalone made a difference in that game on Sunday Night Football.
So, I mean, that would be an incredible Super Bowl. I think Detroit, Buffalo, or Kansas City, Detroit would be an awesome Super Bowl, but I'll take the Chiefs.
Yeah. I would say the Lions are absolutely Super Bowl or bust, though. Who else?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Same. Bust?
Hopefully championships.
Well, yeah, I think they're going to bust.
I think they're going to bust as well.
But it's Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I think they're frisky.
I agree.
I think they are frisky. Baker Mayfield, Wiggy was hyping up Baker Mayfield today.
Was he?
I heard
him kind of doing it in the hallway. He was doing it on the air, too.
He's like, he had him like fourth in the MVP vote. I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's about right.
He's right up there.
Yeah.
Guys had a great season. I think they're going to win this game coming up.
Yep.
I got them winning that one. And
they
then we'll see.
Favored in that game, correct? They're favored by three on the road. I'm sorry, at home, rather. So
yeah, they're at home.
Yeah, I think they're a frisky team. Again, wouldn't want to play them. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I think about that tier. I would not want to stare down Baker Mayfield and Mike Evans on the other side.
Mike Evans. What a season.
They did not play great at all this weekend against the Saints, but largely I think their run defense has been pretty good. I wouldn't want to play
them. Got a dub. Yeah. Bucky Irving, nice little guy out there.
Mm-hmm. LA Rams.
Frisky.
Yeah. Again, I like Sean McVay. It's funny. You watch them some weeks, and they look like they're on top of the world. Then you watch them other weeks, you're like, this is gross. And then kind of balanced out this year. They were fighting injuries, right? So when they didn't have some of their guys, they look completely different. But Frisky makes sense.
They got their guys back.
Yeah.
They've been on a tear ever since. They lost last week. They weren't playing anybody. I would pick them straight up in this game against Minnesota.
Oof.
Minnesota Vikings.
Your guy, Kevin O'Connell.
Mm-hmm.
Are they frisky? They can't be happy to be there. They won 14 games.
No, I agree.
But they're not Super Bowl or bust.
They're frisky.
Okay.
That's where I would put them. They're not, I mean, maybe people want to put them on a higher tier. I've kind of overlooked them all year, but you watched Sam Darnold on Sunday night. That was frightening.
He was a little too gassed up for that game, I think.
Wetzel wrote about this today at Yahoo. Yeah. It's like, you know, it looked like the seeing ghost Sam Darnold again.
What do they do this offseason? Sam Darnold,
they're trading. What was that?
Seeing ghosts.
They're trading O'Connell for a second round pick.
Okay.
And then I bet they run it back with Darnold and McCarthy. But I don't think Darnold has like a lot of leash if he doesn't play well to start next year.
Yeah, I guess. No, but isn't Darnold free agent or is he not?
He is, but I think they'll bring him back. But do you think people are beating down the door for Sam Darnold?
No, but I think they might call about J.J. McCarthy, and if you're like, well, if we're not using him, maybe we will flip him. Because if this quarterback class isn't great. No, I never liked J.J. McCarthy, but just for the league, if he went as high as he did in a good quarterback draft, like, where would he go this year in the draft, and what would teams be willing to give up for him this year? Like, would the Raiders say, I'll trade you our pick now rather than trying to move up and get Cam Ward? Like, we'll just go get J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, if the Vikings are willing to do it, they might just say, we have both. We just got to pay a little. They'd have to pay through the nose for Darnold. I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Yeah.
But I bet they're both back.
It'll be more than it should be just because it's a quarterback contract. He's coming off a good year. You're going to be like, he got how much?
Yeah.
Gross.
Well, yeah, but what is he really, like guarantees and everything? I bet not that.
Yeah, much. That's true.
Who's left?
Commanders.
That's happy to be here.
Oh, yeah.
That's absolutely that
rookie quarterback.
Maybe the face of happy to
finish
be here.
Finish strong, though. They started strong, finished strong. Because in the middle there, you're like, are they going to miss the playoffs?
I thought they might.
Yeah, they were falling apart. So
new coach, new GM, new quarterback. Who playoffs in year one. They're about to get a new stadium, it sounds like, back on the old RFK site. So, yeah, that's happy to be here.
They need a new logo. They need new stuff. They try. This is not working.
New logo, new name.
Commanders, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not.
Stop it.
All right, last one. The Packers.
Same. Happy to be here.
Yeah.
I mean, they were third in their own division. Do they really think they're winning anything?
No, they're not.
I don't think so either.
All right, that's pretty good. So we have in the Super Bowl or bust category, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Lions, Eagles.
Chiefs, Bills, Lions, Ravens at 5. Okay, yep.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Frisky, Chargers, Broncos, Bucks, Rams, Vikings.
I love, honestly, the team I don't like in that tier is the Vikings, but that's where they belong. But that's a good tier.
Yeah, because the Vikings don't make sense in either of the other two. No. So they're kind of by default.
If anybody needed their own tier, it was probably them.
Yeah, just Vikings.
Darnold. Skull. Just Darnold tier. Yeah.
And then happy to be here, Texans, Steelers, Commanders, Packers.
That's another perfect tier.
Yeah, we kind of nailed this one.
I think we nailed it. Uh-huh. Maybe the Vikings and Ravens are a little questionable. Everything else I feel real good about.
No, that's solid.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, so we'll tweet those out on Twitter and Instagram. Jones and Keefe, you can follow along with our tiers of NFL playoff teams. We'll get back into Robert Kraft's comments yesterday about, two quarterbacks here in New England. Speaking of the playoffs, by the way, a reminder, WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. We'll talk to Tommy Curran at high noon on a Tommy Tuesday, and we'll get to Kraft, the two quarterback comment. Did he start a controversy? That's next.
Watch us. Love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
The department evolved a lot, and a lot of things were changed. We changed our grading system this year and have done things. Our drafts have not been good for a while. And that's not, if you want to compete long-term and be good in this league, you got to have good drafts, because those rookie contracts allow you to go out and get the people you need to surround people. Looks like we lucked out. We maybe have two quarterbacks. I think we'll hopefully see a big improvement this year.
That was Robert Kraft yesterday. Terp did a good job tweeting out the video of you and I, our reaction in real time.
Yeah.
Hearing Robert Kraft.
I was like, what?
The whole thing took a U-turn at the end, but that last comment, our reaction was, I think it was on the nose, Keith. You just stepped in a Michael Bishop-level quarterback controversy. And it was Mayo-esque. It was completely an unforced error. You were asked about Elliott Wolf.
Right.
And somehow you took it to, we have two quarterbacks.
And like,
maybe have two quarterbacks.
But like, it is outrageous, because it's also sort of implying like this was a good draft. Because that's also sort of where the question began, was about like drafts.
I mean, if Kraft really believes they have two quarterbacks, and it wasn't just like a funny aside that is regrettable in retrospect, but that's what he meant it to be. If he really thinks they have two quarterbacks, why would you let Elliott Wolf go?
Yeah, you did a great job.
Like, it's so hard to find one and you have two. If he really believes that,
yeah,
is that an answer for why Elliott Wolf is still here?
Robert Griffin III and Kirk Cousins. Same draft. You got two dragons.
I mean, if you really think he understands how to bring in quarterbacks and like identify quarterbacks, that's really what Kraft
is. It's nuts.
I don't believe that. No. I believe he had the number 3 pick, and he took the guy that was there that I happen to like,
yeah,
that I also would have taken. I don't think that takes any level of expertise. Joe Milton, I like the dice roll, but I didn't believe in Joe Milton when they drafted him.
No.
If Kraft really believes that, we spent a lot of time yesterday mocking that.
Who knows?
Laughing at it, having fun with it. If Kraft really believes that, doesn't it tell you why Wolf is still here?
Yeah, it could. Like, he's feeling really good about this draft, which he should not. Like, let's ask him about the wide receivers. What does he think about the wide receivers in this draft? But, yeah, it's such a weird thing to even bring up. And it also was like, the way he said it was like, hey, guys, Joe Milton looked pretty good. It's like, yeah, you realize that cost you the number one pick in the draft.
Well, that too, yeah.
Like, you're kind of celebrating the fact that this guy looked pretty good against third stringers. And you move down 3 spots in the draft.
Yeah.
And like, what a miss that is for your entire franchise. And you want a big improvement for this year and the years to come. You would have been better off, much better off, if he didn't play very well, or if he played the same, but you lost. So, because we never got an answer to that. That would have been my question. You know, were you happy that you won? But the way
it would have been a great question,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, because he talked about, I'm the biggest fan there is.
Like, would have put him in a real pretzel. Right. Are you happy?
Are you happy that they won?
He's either going to lie or that he's going to tell the truth, which would probably be worse. He probably should have lied if you asked him that.
The closest we got to it, though, was, I guess, 2 things. There was one that were like, hey, did you talk to the staff about the implications of the game? And he's like, no. Great.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have.
Maybe you should have. If not directly, let it be known, and then it trickled down.
But
then,
like, being hyped up about Joe Milton is almost like Joe Milton being maybe kind of good is not nearly as valuable as the number 1 pick in the draft. And that's all you got. He's still an unknown. It's sort of like how I equate to guys playing in the NBA Summer League. You can't tell if they're good, but you can tell if they're bad. Right? Like, if you light up the Summer League, good, you should. Just like, if you go out there and play really well against thirds, like, all right, that's a good baseline.
Yeah.
But we have no idea if he's any good. And he'll be a fun guy to watch during preseason and all that stuff.
It might not mean anything, but if you go out there and suck against threes,
that means something.
Then you can't.
That's a bad sign.
Like, even Jalen Polk, I thought, had a good preseason. You know?
Sure.
Like, guy can't play.
No, he cannot.
But I thought he had a good preseason. So that's proof it doesn't mean anything, but the alternative is much worse.
Do you think there's a chance for, like, in the offseason? Not even the offseason. I guess you'd have to wait, really, until, like, a bad Drake May performance. Will there be put in Joe Milton people?
Okay. This is what I wonder.
Okay.
Is Joe Milton going to be a thing? And Steve Palazzolo, formerly a Pro Football Focus, says hearing multiple QB needy teams have inquired about Patriots quarterback Joe Milton. I mean, the owner invited that. Do I think there will be Joe Milton people? Yes. There were Joe Milton people last year.
Well,
Keith.
Hopefully the Joe Milton people are the Raiders and you can trade him to the Raiders or something like that. Like, yeah.
Will we get calls about it and will people be suggesting it? I mean, Ben Volen.
We did last year. We had a guy yesterday call and say he should have started all year.
Thank you. So, like, is Joe Milton going to be a thing, and did Robert Kraft just fan those flames? Absolutely. Volen last year said he thought Milton was the best guy in camp at one point in time.
He also said Alex Van Pelt got fired.
Well. I'm just pointing out somebody who brought that up.
I'm just pointing out some of his other stories.
Same level of some of our callers who said Joe Milton could have made the playoffs. Probably not the Super Bowl.
No, maybe not.
Could have made the playoffs.
Stop short. They would have been a frisky team. We're happy to be there.
But that's why it's such a regrettable comment from Kraft. Maybe he really feels that way. Regardless, it's a regrettable comment because it's going to fan those flames. And next time,
I think it's also the way he said it.
It is. Next time Drake May throws a pick, loses a game he shouldn't, whatever.
Joe Milton.
We're a long ways away from that. But there are going to be put in Joe Milton people. There already were put in Joe Milton people before he said that.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice to have you want like a good backup, but not too good of a backup.
No.
You don't want any kind of like, oh, let's go to this guy.
But that's what I think you found out on Sunday.
Yeah.
Joe Milton should be your backup next year.
Yeah.
I'm not trading him unless somebody goes nuts. I don't want a fourth, fifth, sixth rounder for him.
No.
I'd rather work with him and have him be the backup, but you don't need to spend $8 million on a Jacoby Brissett type to back him up. You don't need to do that now. He's the backup.
Maybe we have two quarterbacks. Like, maybe you don't.
Nick pointed this out after the show. What do you usually say when people say they have two quarterbacks?
You have no quarterbacks. Yeah, that's not a great sign either. Yeah. You want one. You want one.
You would like
one stud.
Ideally one.
Yeah.
Is what you would like.
Thought you had that.
Real quick, can I bring up these Giardi comments from the Patriots locker room about Jerod Mayo? Because I want to do that before we talk to Curran. Who we'll talk to at high noon on a Tommy Tuesday. Get his thoughts on everything happening with the New England Patriots. Mike Giardi says that veterans were losing faith in Jerod Mayo's coaching as the year went on. He said, one vet told me I lost faith we were headed in the right direction. Giardi asked when. He goes, in the spring.
That's way before the season started.
That's Patricia Judge level
is what that is. Yeah.
Where we got out there in the spring and we're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
He says, why? Meaning Giardi asked the player why. Felt like they were making it up as they went along, meaning the coaches. It was amazing how one day it would be this, and then the next, something completely different.
The whole thing has been a disaster.
So that's one vet.
Okay.
Added another, it became more about looking at myself in the mirror and guys in the room and huddle and saying, I'm leaving it out here for you because I never believed we had an edge in coaching.
Wow. So that I believe completely because I thought it got so overblown. There were, it wasn't a lot of people, but the few people that were still defending Mayo in some of the late games were saying, oh, the guys are playing hard. I'm like, yeah, because they have to. Christian Ellis, not to pick on one guy, has to play hard or he's going to not be in the NFL.
Right.
So like, oh, Coach Mayo put me in the right spot and like I'm playing for him. No, you're playing for yourself, which is fine. But like, I don't think he was the guy that got them to play hard. I think they needed it for their livelihood.
Yeah, so I'm with you. I don't think any of this is surprising, but they're still interesting comments.
Yeah.
You know, when did you start to lose faith in Mayo? The spring. And we never had an edge in coaching.
That's true.
I'd expect more of that.
When did they win the coaching matchup this year?
The Bears game?
Chicago,
yeah. Right. What happened to their coaching coordinator?
Fired. Yeah. Cincinnati game, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. And Zachary Taylor's going to be holding on to that job.
Yeah, that was red. I also would say that was more like emotion than scheme.
Yeah.
Right?
Gatorade bath, though.
That was the Bengals fumbling the ball on the goal line three times.
That, too.
Oh, yeah. ball was a little slippery that
day. Yeah, Kosicki, hold on to a touchdown, would you?
Oh, my God.
Have the number one pick.
That guy.
617-779-7937. That's your phone number and your text line here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We already did tiers. You can seek those out at Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram, if you want to see our NFL playoff teams. The Patriots will not be there.
Mark Spoiler Daniels update?
Oh, what?
Mike Vrabel to interview with the Patriots this week.
Good. Go. I was wondering where that was, to be honest.
Like, what are we doing?
He's taking interviews everywhere else. I know. Okay.
This week.
There's some news. We can ask that. Mike Vrabel, his interview with the New England Patriots. Ben Johnson, interviewing with the New England Patriots. Gerard Mayo out. Elliot Wolf still here. We'll get all those answers from Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday next.